All right. Good. Well, anyway, good evening, everybody, around the country, around the globe. This is Cameron Live, and Bernadette's going to be my guest, and we're going to have a fun show tonight. We're going to talk about some issues that have been occurring in the last couple of days, and we're also talk about, you know, the sadness of broadcasting to Megyn Kelly getting fired. Ay, ay, ay. What a week it was. So I'd like to introduce the she has a show on, what is it, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night with
Destiny. And Destiny's there, too. So we can get Destiny on, too. And they have a wonderful show on BBS, and they talk about everything. And we will talk about everything, too, on Cameron Live. So welcome, everybody. What a week. I'm telling you, what a week to behold, you know?
So, yeah, it seems like there's a whole lot going on in California right now.
I'm telling you. Well, Dodgers are at 1-1 tie with Boston. They're in the eighth inning. So that a lot of people want to know the score. So it's 1-1. And the Lakers played yesterday, and they won. They played the they never used to beat the Denver Nuggets, so they played them yesterday. But anyway, let's get to the show. How was your show last week? Was it good?
It was really good. We did a call-in show, and it went really well. I really love getting the listeners involved and, you know, fielding their questions and helping them along the process of, you know, ascension and just bringing themselves to a place of balance and harmony, you know?
Oh, sure. I understand. What I was going to talk to you about is, you know, all this stuff about sending a bomb to people, unbelievable. And that's fearful enough. But not only one person, but they sent it to quite a few. And they finally caught the guy today. And we don't know if that's his real name or whatever. But they did catch him. And it matches the description, and it's just so crazy, that whole incident. Don't you agree?
It is. They're saying there was 13 mail bombs sent.
Yeah, 13 mail. And you think with Trump, I wasn't happy what he said, because these are former presidents, to, you know, people that served in the cabinet, to, you know, politicians. I didn't like what he said, because, you know, what happened if he got it? If his cabinet got it. And one thing about Obama was, President Obama, he knew what to say, you know, when we were going through a tough time. And this guy, I don't know if he knows what love is all about, you know? I really don't know. It's too strange. But thank God no one got injured or killed, because, you know, these things, that could happen. And the main thing is, I hope we learn something from it, you know? But
yeah,
you never know. Anyway, what I'm going to do real quick while I'm talking to you, I'm going to give people some news headlines. A lot of headlines today. Megyn Kelly, that's another story. She was fired by NBC. And people say, where is she going to go next? Well, first of all, she needs to kind of mellow out her approach on the TV, because if she goes like what she's doing, no one will hire her, you know? And she had a good show on Fox. I have a feeling she'll go back to Fox, you know? I really do, because they're more of what she likes to do. But
a little
NBC,
more lenient.
Yeah, NBC, the ratings were horrible. The next one will go. It will be the show with Michael Strahan and the gal from Iowa. She's really sweet. But I don't think that show's going to make it, because it just doesn't have the right mix for TV. You know, Michael Strahan is no genius, but on the other hand, you want a show that at least is something, you know? And it was just, it's something where Michael Strahan doesn't add anything to the show, you know? Adds nothing to the show. And we'll see what happens. It's just crazy, crazy stuff. That happens, you know. So we want to tell everyone, please vote. And I think it's a week or so, 2 weeks, voting.
2 weeks.
It's a week. Please vote wherever you are in the United States. Vote for whoever is running for, you know, governor, for senator, for congressman, for local issues. Just vote. You know what? Life is too short to ponder, you know, not to vote. And you got, if you have the ability, vote. Right, Bernadette?
Yes, absolutely. And I think another important thing to mention is something I mentioned on my show as well, is that, you know, we need to stop paying attention to the color, the red or the blue. I think that it's time to kind of evolve our consciousness beyond that and realize that we're voting for a person, somebody who is supposed to be representing the people. And really, right now, it's not about, you know, whether we're Republican or Democrat, but what can we do to help the people, you know, deal with the issues that are so prevalent in society right now? Like a week ago, we had Travis Duncan on my show. He's running for mayor of Austin. And, you know, he's all about unity consciousness and helping the people and equality of living and, you know, great food for everybody. Freed water, you know, eco-friendly. He's all, you know, he's all about these issues that we really need to deal with right now because, man, Cameron, we also have, you know, the global warming issue where the scientists are saying we have 12 years, you know, before we are really in big trouble. And so, like, these are issues we need to start really, you know, do or die.
So pay attention. And we have a president that doesn't believe all of it, and he says, there's no global warming. So there, you know, that's the big problem because, you know, Trump doesn't know what he's doing half the time. And I just think he needs to have someone be ahead of you know, global warming. Because if you don't want to deal with it, that's one thing. But it's a major, like you said, it's going to be an issue that is going to hurt us. And in the long run, it's going to play a big effect, you know, on people. And I think by them not wanting to deal with it, it's not a good thing.
Well, it's putting your head in the sand, honestly. And I know, I mean, I think that we talked about this on your show before, but, you know, 97% of the scientists who study global warming are in agreement. And Trump and his Republican Party are all backing the 3%. And it's like, you know, at some point you have to, like, raise your head out of the sand and be like, you know what, there is truth to this, and it needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be something that is acknowledged by our upper elite as well as, you know, by the people. We all have a part to play, and we all need to do something. And we can do something by voting for those people who actually care about
the environment. That's a key issue, what you just said, care, because what we have is we have – people that are not educated in global warming. Like, for example, California, our next governor to be, Gavin Newsom, has talked about global warming, and he's very much like your mayor, guy running for mayor in Austin. He wants to have no GMOs, in California, to not have IBM, not IBM, but certain company to get involved in the producing of organic vegetables. We're not labeling them. I forgot who it was. It's a big company, and they've been denying that fact. And everyone's got sick eating their products. You know, they're into the the plant stuff, and a lot of the plant stuff is suspect because we don't know much about it. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to question the FDA and who's in charge of the FDA, number one. But,
well, it's all politics.
There shouldn't be an issue with genetically modified food.
I agree with you.
It's not healthy. In fact, there's like 20-something, I forget exactly how many, but there's 20-something countries that have banned GMO foods.
Right. That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I mean,
in Europe,
why are we still allowing all of it? That's the ludicrous part.
I'll tell you the answer. You brought up a good issue. I think the big corporations, such as you know, the one I was thinking about, they just don't want to deal with it. And what they're doing is passing the buck, saying, you know, we'll give you money for your campaign, but don't mention, you know, all these bad things. Because that's the problem. We don't have leadership. And I think if you don't have leadership and you're trying to tell people all the gruesome, yeah, I mean, try to educate them, then you don't have nothing, no platform. You know, like, for example, in California, we have a guy running for governor, Cox, and he's in bewilderment with Trump. He's telling people that there's no global warming problem. Yes, there is. In fact, what you said was right on, because a lot of people in the country have said that same thing, that in 12 years we're going to have a major, major issue, and we can't duck behind it, you know? And that's what people have been saying.
That alert came from the IPCC. They are the scientists that report to the UN. They have no dog in the fight. You know,
right.
I mean, they're just doing their job. This is what they're like. You know what? It's time now to set the alarm because, you know, it's not getting better. And I'm sorry, but the genetically modified food is not the answer. The answer is paying attention, one, to what you're eating, how much meat is in your diet, because a lot of our resources go into, you know, feeding and maintaining the livestock that's going to be slaughtered. Why?
Right. That's true. You know? That's very true. And the thing is that we need to have a summit. You know, we need to have a global warming summit. And one thing about President Obama, he knew it was coming. And he knew that we need to get our act together. And he was, I forgot what show it was on. It was, I want to say, you know, the one on Channel 2, you know, where they have the show from Washington. And he said, global warming is our responsibility to take it on, not for us to blame people, but for us to own it and be able to put this notion of the food has to be you know, organic, and also that global warming is a big problem. You see, you heard about, you know, about the ice caps and the, I want to say, like Finland or these countries. Well, anyway, with that in mind, Finland has been very cooperative with global warming, and they've come up with some ideas. So we need to
Finland and Iceland, too. Iceland's
been
a lot.
Phenomenal in some of the ideas. And the big problem that you have with the United States is until we change governments, which is, it seems easy to do it with a vote, but some people don't understand global warming. I think we need to have education for people. And what you did, your show, I think that's great, because we have to get back to that. And people don't know, you know. It's like I was today, I had to go to a market, and they have organic vegetables, and they have non-organic, you know, they label them. And the organic vegetables look more inviting versus non-organic, which look dead. And they look like they've been treated with something. And I went,
a lot of pesticides.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of really harmful pesticides, unbelievable, might I add.
Now, another big issue is, talking about with the food, is the big thing in California has been with the animals. It does not just, not with just that food, but with cattle, with pigs, with all the different, you know, animals like that. Because in California, they showed a commercial where it was the cattle getting slaughtered, and it was just a horrible scene. And then they had the pig, you know, because they were eating aluminum. It was just, you know, like metal. Why should the pig be eating metal? It was just very disgusting. And it was for a campaign thing, but still, we need to have a commissioner of that in each state. But, you know, that's what I think.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I also think another major issue for people to be conscious of as they go into this election is exactly that, the food, because you know, a lot of candidates that are, you know, running right now are actually going for, you know, everybody, every demographic should be able to afford organic food. Every demographic.
Right.
There shouldn't be, oh, well, because you make more money, you get to eat better and be healthier. I mean, that's ridiculous. In fact,
that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
In some of the stores I go into here in Austin, it's like depending on what side of town I'm in determines what kind of food are on the shelves. I went into one on the east side, and it was like there was hardly any organic food, and there was all of these dyed drinks. The water is like, comes in colors. I'd never saw that before.
Really? That's a new flavor. It's called toxic water. Toxic
exactly.
water. It's from
exactly.
Flint, Michigan. It's an imported water from Flint, Michigan. But you know what the problem with that is? They could bottle it up. They could not deal with it. That's what I think that issue is. And that goes back to the elected officials, because what are they doing? What are they doing in their prospective offices? Because you know,
exactly.
you think a market would have the best of the best. See, California, because we are, we are a big growing state. You know, we grow a lot of fruit and vegetables. That you'll find that the Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, a few others out there. You could never go wrong with what they have, but when you go to the Vons, which is a Safeway company, Albertson, and Lucky's and others, the food is horrible, the meat is horrible, the food is horrible, and
yeah.
I noticed that they don't have many people coming in, so that's the big problem you have, you know, and it's just sad because you think they would have other means, you know, but that's the way it is.
And they would have
some
options that are actually healthy for the people.
Right, right. Well, that's going to be an issue for the candidates running, you know, because
let's just hope that the people vote from a state of enlightenment and awareness.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that. I think when people vote now, they pick a few people, and then they say, oh, well, why should we vote for these people, you know? And that's what happens, you know?
Just, you know what's interesting is that I've come across so many people that are like, oh, no, I'm Republican. I just check R all the way down. I just check red all the way down. Or I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to check blue all the way down. And it's like, yeah, but you have
idea. Blue or red or purple or whatever, independent. People want to be able to enjoy, you know, the enrichment of life. And as I reach a certain point in my life, I know that food is an important product. And then what's going to be covered, what's not going to be covered, you know, is another issue.
Hold yeah.
on a second.
Well, it also lends into our health care.
You know what's funny?
Care.
I'm talking from, not from my table. Normal, I have a table. I have a room. And I have three dogs. It's funny. Each dog has their balance, a priority. Isn't that funny? They want to have a share. But one other issue I was going to mention is they talked about in the news also is these taxes that are coming up. You know, I don't mind if they tax pot. You know, that's not a problem with me. But the big problem I have is when they regulate it, you know, and it becomes everything's taxed. And when you do that, then people get angry, you know. They do with pot here. They, they put a tax on it, especially if you buy at a store. You know what they're going to do with the stores now? The state's going to have a condition of A, B, and C of the grade, you know, of the pot. Could you believe that? They're going to do that here. That's crazy. That's crazy stuff.
It is crazy. And you know what, though? I don't so much mind having a tax But
right.
if you're going to tax the people, if you're going to tax the product, then put the tax towards something that is actually going to benefit the collective.
Right.
You know, actually use it towards something that is going to be beneficial. You know,
right.
like healthcare, for example. If you're going to tax, then go ahead and put some of that tax towards the healthcare so that people can actually get the products that they need, like the hemp. I mean, it is a great product for healthcare. Those people
right,
who are in pain, those people who have, you know, mental issues. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful product for that, and it is natural. So why don't we have a health care that is conducive for the collective?
Right.
That's something that should be a given, you know. And that's another thing to be cognizant of as we go into this election is who actually has that in as a part of their campaign, you know.
Right.
The health of the American people really sucks for a while.
Right, I agree.
I agree.
You know what you notice, too? We have, where I live, Bernadette, they have organic corn, cornfields, and tomato. And I noticed that, you know, your people's buying habits are getting the organic corn. Because, you know, California used to be everywhere in, little city, had their own corn. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they grow it out here very naturally, as well as tomato, cucumbers, and lettuce. And because we've changed our habits economically, because they built homes and everything, and I think that disturbed what we had. You know, because we had a wonderful industry where you can go to your local farmer, and he was like your next-door neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
And they used to have that here. I don't know if they have it in Texas where you go up and they have these farms where they have corn, tomatoes, and they grow it organically. And then what happens is a big builder, development company comes in, they buy the land, they destroy the land, and it's never the same.
Yeah, we do have a lot of farms here. And what I love about it, I don't know if they have this in California or not, but they actually, you can go and work the farm, and they will give you fruits and vegetables right from the farm as your wage.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It really, really is. And I think that's something else that Travis Duncan has as part of his campaign is, you know, supporting farms like that so that people who, you know, can't necessarily afford the organic
uh-huh.
foods in the stores, they can still go. You just donate a few hours of your time. And you get
right.
a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables to take with you. And that's powerful because that's actually something that the people can use. That's something that is going to help, you know, with not just the food crisis, but with the health crisis as well.
Right.
And
right.
connect them to the
you.
Earth. It's very grounding, by the way.
He showed you a guy that really wants to improve the quality of life. And that means a lot because politicians could talk, but they got to do something. And the problem, what you see in a lot of cities around the nation, is because of the people are unemployed and what have you, they try to live up dreams that are not going to work. You know, like in Pennsylvania, what I like to see in Pennsylvania and also in Ohio, bring back the organic farms,
yeah.
you know? That would be bring up industry.
We should all, there should only be organic farms.
Yeah,
there
that's all it should be in Ohio where they, you know, in Michigan, where they, in Detroit, you know what they did? They made Detroit a big organic farm, which I think is phenomenal. You know?
That is phenomenal.
Because Detroit itself was in shambles, you know? Because of the economy. But now you see Detroit, it's a bustling vegetarian capital. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
With 5 years, Detroit changed. And that's what should happen. Because, see, when we get involved with big industry, it brings pollutants, you know?
Yeah.
You know that, and California knows that real well because we used to have smog that was so bad you couldn't get out of your house.
You know, just by implementing that idea, you know, state to state, will also, wow, what an impact will that have on our global warming?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, let's get out of the chemicals, because the chemicals destroy the earth. Go organic,
right,
eat organic food. Then people are healthier, and, you know, not just because they're eating well, but because the air that they're breathing is so much more cleaner.
Well, I agree with you, because if we are the product of God and nature, we should be able to make life better for all. And even the senior citizens, which, you know, I've seen a few today in Los Angeles, and the sad part was, I had to go to a store, and a lot of the seniors couldn't afford it because it was out of the range.
Yeah.
Make it affordable for seniors.
Make it affordable for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody.
You know, it's something to look at our health statistics, you know, nationwide, and to see how, you know, cancer is on the influx, how cardiovascular disease, respiratory illnesses, anxiety, depression, stress, all of these issues can
be... Oh, yeah, it's gone up, way up. In fact, there was a big campaign to improve the vegetarian and what they found in the last 10 years in California, when they approved the product, people started to buy it. And that's what they started to do. And I agree with you. I agree with you on that, because that should be the main thing. Because you know what? You can create another economy with vegetables, you know? And here we have so many things that grow. You know, they grow, you know, peaches and apples and, you know, cantaloupes and, you know, of course, corn we talked about. And
oranges.
And if kids like to see real organic stuff, you know, go out to see a cornfield. That is cool.
You know, as a kid, I grew up in New York, in upstate New York, and as a kid, you know, there were cornfields everywhere, and we would just go and pick corn right off the stalk and eat it. And it was perfectly... You know, there was no second thought about, you know, how they were grown, because you knew that it was good for you. It was going to, you know, digest well in the body, and you know, you weren't going to have any kind of a major health issue as a result of it. And, you know, it's just little things like that really do make a huge difference to the collective. And like I was saying about the disease and the illnesses, you know, right now, there are so many people that are suffering, but if you look at the diets and what's allowed to be in our grocery stores, and, you know, that, you know, most people economically right now, they fill their cupboards with, you know, chips and sweets and, you know, cheap foods, because that's all they can afford, but their body can't digest it, so they're actually ingesting disease, which is creating, you know, more of a mental and physical and spiritual and emotional health issues with everyone. And then they wonder why
that's
their children are climbing the walls with ADD, you know?
Yeah,
well,
that's true. That's what happens, you know? It's like
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the sugar. That might help.
Well, I agree with you. I think it gets back to the days of the cereal. Remember in the old days, they put a lot of sugar in the cereal. Now they've cut it out. Not as bad as it was, but it was bad, and that's the problem, because people don't know what they're digesting. Even what was it on television? They had a show about, you know, the children's cafeteria. They're eating junk because the cafeterias can only afford a certain type of meat to feed them, and the meat was horrible looking.
A lot of it isn't even really meat. I mean, if you look at the
processed
chicken nuggets and the process they go through just to make a chicken nugget look like chicken, it's not even real. It's just byproducts of the animals, you know, blended up and then dyed the color of meat. That to me, I mean, it's comical, but really sad all at the same time.
Well, that's what they do, and they put and the problem with the, like you just mentioned, with the chicken McNuggets, is that it's not healthy at all. It's very unhealthy. And, in fact, McDonald's was trying to change their menu. Change your menu. That's what they need to do. But, you know, one other thing I was going to mention, as we talk about the food arena, there's a place in California where they have farms up in Santa Barbara. And I was going to mention to people that we're going to try to get the people up in Solvang, which is a Danish growing area, but their food is marvelous because it's like food that used to be able to get. And it's called Solvang Brand, and it's coming out throughout the country, and it's wonderful food. You know, like onions and potatoes and tomatoes and corn. Well, it's all going to have the Scandinavian emblem, which is great. And
wow.
Solvang's been a Danish community for over 140 years. It's up in Santa Barbara. So if people want to see a really nice place, they do have the the Danish. They have the food, and it's phenomenal. The cookies, but it's a nice trip because they have it near a casino, which people like, you know. So
you're right.
Well, they have to have something, you know, to get people in. But that's what they
casino
have.
Casino work.
Yeah, casinos. Well, they do a lot of things. The casino, and they're very involved in the community. And this one, by the way, people out there called Schumach, is located in Solvang, just a minute away from Solvang. And also, it brought a hospital together. They have their own hospital for Native Americans and a museum. So a lot of the good things have happened from a casino. Not to say that they don't have bad things happen, but they've had a few things of help. Getting good doctors, taking care of the people in the community, which is phenomenal, you know? So that's good. That's a good thing.
Mindfulness.
But, I was going to say, that's a good thing. Now, one other thing I was going to mention to our audience tonight, the people listening on BBS, is that BBS soon is going to announce other regions of broadcasts. So we'll be able to broadcast in other regions of the United States, so which will be great. Yeah, sorry, my voice is so tired today. I was out in L.A. today, and I was, on a business thing, and, you know, when you go to these meetings, your voice tends to get stressed out, you know.
Yeah.
We had a meeting today. It was good, but you could tell people wanted to go home, you know, because it's Friday. But it was good, and I got home. And normally, time that I normally don't, but because of the traffic, you know, because to get there, it took me an hour and 20 minutes. To get back, it took me an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Because of the traffic, you know. That's the only problem in L.A. is the big traffic. And they build these freeways, but they're not going anywhere, you know.
So
it's like you're going, okay, where are we going? I don't know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're on the freeway, and thank God for radio, because radio is a great way to listen to stuff. So anyway, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
What I was going to mention to folks is that, you remember I told you I got a great deal on a car, and I went to the car guys. Well, they're going to be getting into the bigger cars. You know, let's say you can get maybe a Winnebago. You may want to travel. But they're going to get into it, and we'll have their information next week. And they got me a great deal on a car, so I always
think
that's
great. Because, I'm looking for one of those. I am looking for
one. Oh, good.
You
heard it. I'll get my guy on it for you.
Yeah,
on a car.
For sure.
Winnebagos are great because you can travel.
And that's the plan. I can't wait to be able to get on the road with an RV and be able to do little pop-up shops, along the coast, and just, be able to serve the people with some energy work and assist everyone along their path of, balance, harmony, and ascension.
Well, RVs are good. You get to travel and see the world. And, you know, that's the whole thing is seeing the country. Because if you've never been in the country, you don't know what it is. But if you're able to travel, then you see the country. And I'm lucky where I'm at because, there, like I said, there's a farm up the street where they grow, you know, the tomatoes. And they have, for Halloween, they have the cornfields. So it's kind of nice. Halloween, by the way, will be next this week, right?
It's coming up.
Coming
Do you guys still celebrate it there? I mean, because here in Austin, there really isn't that big of a Halloween turnout anymore.
Well, here they celebrate because, see, they have parties and have different events going on with the city. And it's kind of fun because they have these things for the kids. They have events where there's music. And then they have, you know, with the pumpkin, you know, like, you know, dressing up the pumpkin. So those are kind of cool. And every year, a certain city will be, you know, dressing up the pumpkin. You know the biggest pumpkin that they ever had? You believe it or not? 800-pound pumpkin.
Wow.
News. Can you imagine taking that home? Oh, my God, I need like eight people just to help me open the door, okay? with a pumpkin like that. And then soon it'll be Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and then we start the world all
Don't
over
rush
again.
It, Cameron.
Don't oh, yeah.
It. I'm,
it's
not,
great.
I'm not ready for Halloween.
I don't know. I'm going to be me, I guess, for this week. You know, so what are you going to do for Halloween? Are you going to, you and your daughter and the kids are going to go out or what?
No, actually, like I was saying, we don't really see trick-or-treaters anymore here. Do you guys see trick-or-treaters there?
Yeah, but not as many, because we used to have a lot of candy to give out, but not as much because I think, you know, the parents are worried about what's in, you know, installed in the candy, and I think people don't want to have their kids come home.
Poison?
You know, the oldest. Well, no, the candy would contain other things. Silly people would do crazy things with the candy, and I would throw it out when I was trick-or-treating. Because in my era, you'd get junk, you know, and you knew it was junk by the way people gave it to you. And you could also get money for the United Nations, for the kids of the United Nations, if you want to give a dollar or two. And that's a good thing, too, right?
Right on,
Yeah, because you don't have to give money. I mean, you can give give money, you know?
My girls
shows go by fast. Goes by fast. One other thing I was going to mention to everyone out there is soon we'll get involved with our Thanksgiving show. It'll be soon. And then we're talking about the holidays. So we're trying to balance everything. And believe it or not, another year is going to go by. Isn't that cool?
I can't even believe it.
It's just interesting because of where we're at, you know. But I was going to tell folks that we're going to have a charity soon that people could donate, and for kids, for programs, and also we'll get one in Austin, so you can talk about a great charity for people to donate. And this is a time of giving, and people should know that, because when you give, everyone receives.
Yes, everybody benefits from it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
The spirit should be giving all year round.
Now, you want to tell us about, your show you did last week. What did you guys focus on?
Last week, like I mentioned, we had a call-in show. So we focused on the energetic changes going through this shift that just took place, what they're calling the event, with the moon energies, with the full moon that were coming in and the effects that people were going to feel, which, you know, it's still very much felt right now is all of the energies from the full moon that we just had, you know. they were saying you're going to experience some things like sometimes flu-like symptoms, being really tired, feeling a little bit of the anxiety, but also feeling the need to make some changes. And, you know, so like you were talking about these changes in broadcasting, you know, that's all what this new shift is all about, is shaking the carpet right out from underneath people to make the necessary changes so that they can evolve to a new
right
level by recognizing what no longer serves them and creating an opportunity for them to, you know, embrace something that is more conducive with what they are passionate about and what their sole purpose is.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot, and that I don't feel is any different than even the people who are, you know, lashing out with the violence. You know, Destiny and I mentioned on our show this past week or the week before, there was some, you know, Austin doesn't see a lot of shootings. We just don't. It's not been something our city's had to deal with. And this past
right
weekend, we had 4 shootings within a 48-hour period.
Oh,
and
my
that
God
is just unheard of. But people are being, they're feeling unsettled. They're feeling, you know, like they have this energy, this conflict within them, and they have no other way to release it, you know.
Right.
And it's not a justification of that behavior by no means. I'm just simply pointing out that when we're feeling unsettled and we're not following what our heart center is actually leading us to do, it we end up being pushed into making decisions that are going to release certain feelings and frustrations that are not, they're not conducive or beneficial to anybody, especially
right
the person who's doing it, because, you know, they're going to spend some time in jail or dead.
That's
you
true
know?
Because what we've seen recently, see, in L.A., the homeless problem is only getting worse. And we over here, we're trying to see what kind of programs they could produce to help the homeless people. And it's just a
yeah
bad situation going to rise. And it's just sad because we should be thinking about them, what, you know, create a home for them, you know. And that's something city government is still having its problem with, you know.
You know, our homeless situation here, both of my daughters have traveled from coast to coast and,
uh-huh,
you know, by car. So they were able to experience each city from a very personal perspective. And,
uh-huh,
you know, they came back and they're like, Mom, we can't believe it, but honestly, Austin is the worst city that we have seen for homeless. And
really?
That more so than even L.A. And, yes, it's getting really bad. And I just so happened to be at the airport the other day, and I was talking to this woman who is from North. And she was like, you know, I really came to Austin with great expectations because I've heard so many wonderful things.
Right.
And she goes, it's just completely different than what everybody had described. She goes, you know, there was so many homeless people. It was like they were waiting outside of, you know, the restaurants and the clubs just to harass you as you're walking down the street. And, you know, it's just, yeah, so many people displaced and so many, we need to do something. Gentrification
right
is a real thing. But, man, if you're going to gentrify, great. But just provide those people that you are displacing with somewhere that they can go, because it's not
right
humane to gentrify and leave these people to fend for themselves when they could barely afford what they had.
Right.
It's not okay.
No, it isn't okay, and I agree with you. I think the big problem gets down to, like I said, gets down to our city leaders, gets down to the fact we had a city leader, you know, resign from office without telling the people he's resigning. That was an issue out in the L.A. area, because city leader should be fruitful and honest and say, you know what, I'm not going to do my job here. I'm moving on. Even that
yeah
is something. And people were disappointed, and now he's running for another position, and which will pay more money. And it just goes back to being, you know, when are you happy? When is happiness, you know, enough, you know?
Well, and what does that say? I mean, if you're going to give up one position because you couldn't handle it, and then you're going to go for another one, are you just all about the money? Because
when you're taking positions in leadership, this particular guy, to me, when he ran again to be city council, I knew he wasn't going to stay there, because what they do is they jump to the next elected office. And I think he missed his calling, because I think what he should have done is just been on and say, hey, I'm going to work for an investor or whatever. And he didn't, but it came out anyway, you know? So it's kind of crazy. See, where I live, they wanted to put for the homeless people, they wanted to have a shelter area within a park. Because, see, the big problem here is, as the homeless shelters are getting overfilled and people are going to the parks, well, it creates a problem, you know? And what they're trying to do now is trying to see if they can at least help them, you know? So it's a tough situation. And I know the mayor, our mayor who wants to run for president, has been talking about, you know, doing stuff. But in order for you to do it, you gotta believe it. You gotta, you know, put all your energy into it. And he's not showing that. He's showing, as a politician, yeah, it's good to bring it up, but as a politician, you know, he's not saying to people, well, I really want to help the people. He's just showing a half-ass effort, you know. So
yeah,
we should see what happens, you know. But
looks
like
we need.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need people running that are authentic.
We need people running
who are actually going to speak what they mean and do what
and
they
say. Because, see, out here, you know, California's got the election for governor. We'll have a guy that's very liberal, and people are going to talk about him throughout the country, and I know they are. Gavin Newsom, he'll probably be governor. So we'll see what happens, you know. But it looks like he's going to be the governor. A lieutenant governor. There's a lady who was an ex-ambassador running, but she has no background. She just was an ambassador. And there's another one who was an ex-legislator running. So we should see what happens.
You know, it doesn't even matter, really, the political background.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Excuse me. I mean, look at Trump, right? But it's more about what they represent and how passionate they are. I mean,
what Trump showed me so far is the man has no conviction of other people. And it's like he wants to take so much from them but not help them. And, you know, you can't have a society like that. And it just shows who he is. And even with women and everything, it's getting to be very bad, you know.
He has a very much so traditionalist approach. And I'm so sorry to say, well, no, I'm not, that traditionalist approaches are really outdated, and it is time for the rest of, you know, the nation to get behind that, because, you know, we have a generation coming up that is a generation of changers, and really what they need is our support to help all of those things come into play that they were created to do. Our next generation is far more advanced than any of the generations preceding them. They are here for a reason. And the more that us, the traditionalists and the baby boomers, stand in the way of, you know, creating the change that is necessary to bring forth the change that is necessary, we are only hurting everybody.
That's true. That's very true. Anyway, each show, I feel so bad because it gets to the 50-minute mark. But we want to thank Bernadette Di Gregorio. And we wanted to tell people she has a wonderful show on Wednesday night. And then you can catch her on my show, because we're gonna expand Bernadette into different fields. Next week we'll have your daughter on. We'll have her come on the show. And then we'll talk about what's going on with Millennium. What's happening? So anyway,
that's great.
That, it should be a good show next week. But anyway, everyone, we want to thank everyone for coming on tonight, and we appreciate Brenda a lot, and we appreciate her daughter and BBS. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much, Bernadette.
Thank you, Cameron, so much. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody.
You
good
too.
Night.
By the way, good night from parts of Los Angeles. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.